You're watching tomorrow's News Today TNT for the week beginning the 18th of March 2024. More about all these stories can be found on the Millie and Afshin Show Forecast News, available on X and YouTube. On Monday, NATO propaganda media outlets will attempt to persuade their populations that Vladimir Putin is not popular in Russia, along with lies like Russian operations in Ukraine were unprovoked and that Nazis are not in Zelensky's US proxy armies. Perhaps the NATO PR is suitable given Monday is also the 109th anniversary of Churchill's catastrophic failure at Gallipoli in World War I. As for genocide Joe Biden, he'll be gambling in Nevada, campaigning for November. He'll be in Las Vegas. His military contractor, Secretary of State Blinken, will be in South Korea, stoking up tensions with North Korea, where memories of Anglo-American wiping out of 20% of Korea's population are still raw. The South Korean U.S. client state will be hosting something called a Summit for Democracy amidst rising social tensions exemplified in recent years by South Korean films like Parasite. Well, Monday is the 55th anniversary of the beginning of U.S. bombing of Cambodia behind the American people's back as part of the war on the people of Vietnam. 6 million would be killed in Indochina. Hundreds of thousands of civilians in the Arab world have been affected by the British and American decision to withdraw life-saving funding for the UN Relief and Works Agency. Monday could see publication of a preliminary report, even though funding has all been stopped, into the confessions under Israeli torture that a few of the tens of thousands who work there may have been involved in the October 7th attacks in the Middle East. Any report handed to UN Secretary General Guterres will come too late for the millions affected by the withdrawal of food, medicine and education. G20 presidency holder Brazil, led by Lula, once overthrown by the United States, will meanwhile send his Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira to Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon and Saudi Arabia. EU foreign ministers will be discussing their continued role in genocide in the Middle East, a new pouring of billions of dollars into Kiev as Brussels plays host to a virtual call from Ukraine officials. In Russia, there'll be celebrations marking the reunification of Crimea with the Russian Federation. At the UN Security Council, Haiti, once the richest country in the Western Hemisphere, only to be destroyed by the United States government repeatedly, and famously the US government-subsidized Clinton Foundation, will be under discussion as NATO nations, along with Kenya, attempt to prevent a true social revolution there. NATO's US proxy leader Jens Stoltenberg will be in Azerbaijan, Georgia and Armenia, attempting presumably to leverage corruption to create increased tensions with Russia, China and Iran. In Beijing, a monthly economic press conference may take place. But it may mention TikTok. On Tuesday, the EU's Foreign Minister Borrell, who says the world outside NATO is a jungle, hosts the European Humanitarian Forum as European countries fund the genocide in the Middle East. Along with NGOs failing to prevent the genocide, there'll be Cindy McCain, widow of war criminal John McCain, now boss of the World Food Programme, that's Cindy McCain, in attendance. John McCain infamously personally donated money to Nicaraguan death squads, supported sanctions that killed hundreds of thousands of children in Iraq, and opposed healthcare for 9/11 first responders. Tuesday in Switzerland, though, we'll see pharmaceutical companies closely watching a virtual World Health Organization press conference on the need for vaccines and presumably profits for companies. Down the road, the World Meteorological Organization will say little about the impact on climate change forced by the US bombing of the Nord Stream energy pipeline supplying energy to Germany as part of NATO's support for the neo-Nazis of Ukraine. Biden's Blinken, still supporting genocide, will be in Manila, arranging more military installations to threaten China with the president of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Tuesday will be 21 years since war criminal George W. Bush formally announced the illegal NATO nation invasion of Iraq, presaging the killing, wounding or displacing of tens of millions of men, women and children. In de facto US-occupied Germany at Ramstein Air Base, previously AWOL Pentagon boss Lloyd Austin and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown Jr., chair a meeting on the next stages in provoking Russia into nuclear conflict. Tens of thousands of NATO soldiers and private contractors are based in Ramstein, which actually hosts nuclear weapons that are targeting Russia and perhaps China and perhaps Iran. In Texas, a conference called CERAWeek will host Chevron, Nigeria, Kuwaiti officials, Italy, Exxon, Brazilian officials, the UAE, Azerbaijan, along with the US Assistant Secretary of State for Energy Resources, Jeffrey Piat. You may remember his name. Piat helped organize the US coup in Kiev, currently bringing the world to the brink of nuclear war. You can listen to his words on the leaked phone call with disgraced US official Victoria Nuland, who of course worked with Bush administrations and the Biden administration. You can just Google their names, Nuland and Piat, on YouTube. Also on Tuesday, South Africa lead petitioner in the Israel genocide case at the World Court will send its foreign minister to address a conference named after worker murderer Andrew Carnegie in Washington. On Wednesday, the 108th anniversary of socialist scientist Albert Einstein publishing his general theory of relativity, EU boss Ursula von der Leyen, granddaughter of Nazi diplomat Karl Albrecht, hosts the UN Secretary General in Brussels. Both will defend NATO nation support for neo-Nazis in Ukraine. In Washington on Wednesday, Hunter Biden, the Ukrainian gas businessman, Burisma man, and son of Genocide Joe, will refuse to come to the Congressional Oversight Committee investigating Joe Biden's abuse of office. An interest rate decision at the US Fed on Wednesday may demonstrate, though, the benefits of Genocide Joe's spending on killing machines, military Keynesianism, and economic destruction of Western Europe, as investment in the US arms industry to aid Israel and the self-sanctioning of NATO nations after the US-backed coup in Kiev make the US more competitive than Western Europe, whose economies are suffering. Wednesday being the traditional New Year, Novroz, for Iran, marked for thousands of years since when the Persian Empire spread knowledge to the known world, the US Congress will hold hearings paving the way for a wider war on Iran. US politicians advocating for genocide in the Middle East will outline why Iran needs to be targeted for defending the voiceless and starving of Gaza. Witnesses will include FBI counter-terror official Robert Wells, as well as Homeland Security people, and bizarrely, Carrie Thompson, Chief of Intelligence at the US Drug Enforcement Administration. In London, socialist painter Ellis Lowry's 1957 work, Sunday Afternoon, about Fordist nightmares and capitalism, will be auctioned at Christie's Auction House. A fifth of the British people today live in poverty, including more than 4 million children. In Jackson, Georgia, the US will try and execute another prisoner. Thursday will be the 64th anniversary of the US-UK Israel-armed Sharpeville massacre in South Africa, when hundreds were killed or wounded for demonstrating against apartheid, of course, backed by Britain and the United States and Israel. Today, South Africa and the Arab League recognize NATO nation-armed Israel as apartheid. As NATO nations arm Israel, they'll not only aid genocide, but aid the bombing of Syria by Israel. And Syria will be under discussion at the UN Security Council on Thursday. The US is occupying a third of the country and stealing energy, as well as standing accused of de facto aiding ISIS and Al-Qaeda elements in the region by routinely bombing Damascus and other areas of Syria every other week. In Frankfurt, the European Central Bank chairs a meeting on systemic risk as Western Europe self-sanctions. This while US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen testifies in Washington about genocide Joe Biden's budget as Biden seeks to pour more US money into the accounts of Netanyahu and Zelensky. Nuclear weapons targeting will be under discussion at a House hearing in Washington, with war in space officials General Anthony Cotton, commander of US Strategic Command, General Stephen Whiting, commander of US Space Command, and General Gregory Guyot, commander US Northern Command and North American Aerospace Defense Command at NORAD. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday will be 91 years since the Nazis, inspired by Churchill's concentration camps in South Africa, opened their first camp, Dachau. Today, NATO nations back those in Ukraine who try to kill Russians wearing the insignia of Nazis. An extension to Pentagon budgeting may be made by Congress to continue funding not only Ukraine, but also the NATO nation-backed genocide in Gaza. EU leaders will gather in Brussels on Friday for a leaders' summit as they watch for any budget announcement coming from Washington, realizing that the game may be up on their support for the US proxy war through Ukraine. Florida will host, I think all week, the International Clown Festival. Saturday is the anniversary of Angolan and Cuban forces defeating NATO nation-backed apartheid forces and the anniversary of the British killing of Indian socialist revolutionary Bhagat Singh in 1931. Elsewhere, US proxy Slovakia will hold elections, and in Fairmont, a Fairmont hotel in Los Angeles, there'll be an expensive human rights dinner amongst those who favour Genocide Joe at November's elections. Across the whole weekend, again, there'll be more global days of action in solidarity against the US-UK EU-armed genocide in Gaza. That was Tomorrow's News Today, TNT for the week beginning the 18th of March, 2024. More about all these stories can be found on the Million Afshin Show, Forecast News on YouTube and X, and on podcast platforms.